Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, we have Michael Seif, the National Executive Director of the South African Zionist Fed. Michael, Chag Yom Ha'atzma'ut Sameach to you.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks so much, and hello to all the listeners. Great to be on the radio at this special time. I think, as you're talking about your list, Simon, I think for me personally, I love that list. I think the Bina Levana is still what we're experiencing on, in terms of Yom Ha'atzma'ut. In terms of Yom HaZikaron, but we're about to go into the Pesach Zman of Yom HaTzmaut. So for me, the list, Bina Levana, I wasn't that much of a fan, but the rest of it is just...
I think that's fantastic. And you know what? I agree with you 110%. So yeah, awesome. So let's talk about, we are in this kind of weird time. In a couple of hours, I'm not sure exactly when the transition happens. When do we actually transition from Yom HaZikaron to Yom HaTzmaut?
Yeah, so typically, in Israel, it's around about now in the next hour or so that's when the transition will happen. In terms of South Africa, for us now, there'll be from the Yom HaTzmaut event, where typically the Fed has two events. One normally would have been last night, and then this evening is the Yom HaTzmaut, and then we really just go full into the Yom HaTzmaut. What we did differently, besides being online and also doing it nationally, with all the different centers, what we decided to do is start an event which will be at 10 o'clock and do the first thing that we commemorate and still have a bit of the Yom HaZikaron component and then really transition. So it's a little bit later than it will be in Israel or traditionally, but we just wanted to coordinate for the whole community and all the different elements that are going on.
I think that's a really great idea, and it's respectful of both days, so kudos to you for doing both. I just wanted to chat to you before we get on to the events this evening. Is this not, in your opinion, the most schizophrenic moment in the calendar, this transition from the one day to the next?
Certainly is, and part of me feels that only in Israel and only Israelis and Jews can almost make this change. I mean, fortunate enough for myself to be in Israel at this time and my kids in Israel at this time and, army, whatever the case is. And to be there, maybe it just makes the celebration that much sweeter when you finally get to the celebration. But it certainly, I suppose one has to really delve deep and contemplate and then use that energy and use that to celebrate. And that is Israel today.
No, I hear you. Let's move on. Let's talk about the events that are planned here in South Africa. How on earth does one manage to celebrate 73 years during a pandemic?
So, when we started planning for this, which was late last year, we had to make a call to say, well, traditionally we do a live event in Joburg, Cape Town, and Durban. But we made the call, and unfortunately last year, at this very time, we had to make the call kind of last minute to go online, and it was fantastic, and we linked in with different international Israeli events, etc. So this year around January, we made the call to say, we're not sure what is going to be happening, so let us go virtual, but let's do it on a basis where it's going to be national. So all of the different, across the country will be celebrating one event, and we spoke to all the different partners and the different affiliates and said, listen, whatever you're planning on doing, if there's a July, if somebody's doing your own personal brow or a soldier's party, whatever it is, make sure, and that's where the timing came in, is make sure that at 7 o'clock we're going to screen the event. And for those at home by themselves or with their families, or those at home with 50 of their friends, or those in the actual different function that they're at, they'll be all screening this event from 7 o'clock.
So remind us, if we want to attend, where, what, and how?
Okay, so basically the easiest thing to do is to register on sazf.org /register. That is how it has to work, because it's a closed event and security, and also the Suicide as our special guest, which I'll get to in a moment, we have to do it that way. We can't just send out the link. So you have to get online and register. We'll immediately then send out a link for that specific person to actually register on. So it's sazf.org, register. And that's how one gets onto the show. It's too late, unfortunately, now. There are going to be some select people who will actually be live on the, with the All Suicide. So the first bit of the show will be the transition from Yom HaZikaron into Yom HaTzmaut, and about 20 okay. to 20 minutes, 25 minutes into the program, that's when the All Suicide will do his live event. He's in Israel. He actually just had a baby girl a week ago. That was also part of our planning arrangement. That he can make it any time except if his baby is born at this time. So thank God she's well and he's a week old. So that was a relief. But basically at almost 7:30, that is when he's going to be doing his live show with those special guests from our community that have registered before. So it's too late, unfortunately, to join that, but it'll be okay. great to watch him do the show live with people that have already, you know, been selected for that.
Michael, just as a final thought, what does this day mean to you?
So I think, I mean, for me, on a personal level, very personal level, I mean, it's quite amazing how my relative new job at the Fed kind of overlaps and overlays with my personal, you know, ethos and meaning of Israel. So it's actually been I've always been to different, you know, events and Yom HaTzmaut events. It's actually been an insight to see it from the inside, you know, to see it. So, and to be part of the planning of it and to really galvanize the community around this, you know, this special place that Israel is for all of us. On a personal level, it's fantastic. I've actually got a daughter there at the moment. My son is back, you know, just for Pesach. So there's a connection there. And to celebrate Israel with them either in Israel or with my kids in South Africa is really, really fantastic. So I think it's on that level.
Michael Seif, good luck for this evening. Hope it all works the way you want it to. Michael, the National Executive Director of the SAZF, the South African Zionist Fed, thank you for talking to us here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks so much, Simon, and Chag Sameach to all of you.